If you managed to catch the teaser trailer for the new Star Wars movie, Star Wars The Force Awakens, you know that the Star Wars future world of the 1970s is going to be back soon, and it's been retro-revised.
The dark side. And the light.
Hear that? No more clones, just upgrades, say the fans. Once upon a time, Star Wars and George Lucas were the heroic rebellion challenging the Disney Empire. Then Pixar joined the rebellion. And now, well, you know, Star Wars, the new one, released a year from now, is a Disney film directed by this Star Trek dude, J.J. Abrams. Heresy, Disney, Death Star, Dominion, or hello again, Millennium Falcon. Welcome back. Kwame Opham's news editor at TheVerge.com. What's your theory?
I'm actually really excited about this.
Yeah, I think it's going to be great.
I think it's going to be great. I was actually at the theater Friday morning because Disney did this whole promotional thing where they took a handful of theaters in New York and across the country, and it was an incredible trailer. And I was actually really impressed with what JJ is doing.
I love the little R2-D2 on the ball thing. That was so great. I really like that.
That was one of my favorite parts. My favorite part, obviously, was probably the lightsaber.
Yeah, so lightsaber was good.
Yeah.
And you know, they kept the Stormtrooper uniforms, too.
slightly upgraded.
It's slightly upgraded, but again, they're staying with the old. They're not changing the right stuff.
Right.
You know.
I have to give a lot of credit to J.J. Abrams for really capturing what was great about the original trilogy. I mean, a lot was wrong with the new trilogy, like, last decade, but
aside from the fact that it was unwatchable, Sith, Revenge of the Sith.
I mean, I was a kid when they came out, and I remember thinking, this is a lot of fun. And then I went back to watch Phantom Menace and was like, this is a, like, just irretrievably bad movie.
Yeah.
So I'm really excited about what's coming up.
You know, the interesting thing is having J.J. Abrams direct this, he really reintroduced and refreshed in a traditional retro kind of way, the Star Trek franchise. Mm-hmm. And of course, people who the next generation or our fans of the next generation
right.
are going to hate what I'm saying right now. But he really turned that back around with the original characters, the original mm-hmm. style, the sort of Western in space style.
Right.
There's some of that going on here. Is he the man for the job here? Because if there's no story, it's still going to stink.
Definitely. I mean, I do sometimes worry because a lot of Star Trek fans, and I'm watching TNG as we speak, I really enjoyed the first Star Trek that Abrams did. And the second one had problems because it tried too hard to be Wrath of Khan. So I'm watching this and I'm cautiously optimistic. There's a lot going on in it that looks really great. The practical effects and just the art style that's really going back to like the 70s. But I do kind of worry that he's kind of going to go really all out, full bore with the fan service after a while. Because he kind of did that with Star Trek Into Darkness.
You know, it scares me that I understand everything that you're saying. It looked too much like Wrath of Khan. I know what that means.
Right.
That was an episode, that TV episode of Star Trek that was reprised as a movie
right.
and then re-reprised by Abrams in the second new one. Oh, that's interesting. There isn't an equivalent of that, though, in the Star Wars. They're going to have to come up with a fundamentally new story, and this seems to be Where Did the Force Come From, which mm-hmm. is almost Lord of the Rings, Game of Thrones-y.
Kind of, yeah. I mean, not that Disney has jettisoned the expanded universe, but they're pretty much working with a clean slate, and like they're free to draw from whatever inspirations they want. But yeah, this is pretty much a new story with Luke Skywalker and Leia and Han coming back. This is new territory, and it's going to be up to the fans to really be down with what Abrams is doing.
Kwame Opham is news editor at TheVerge.com, watching the developments a year from now when the new Star Wars movie comes out. Thanks so much, Kwame.
Anytime.